This is the Music Weekly.
That was a track by Pond called Medicine Hat, which is off the new album that they released today. Even though it's not a new album, it is a new live album, which is fantastic. But now I have a special guest, Tess Guthrie, on the line with me right now. How's it going, Tess?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm going good, thanks. You released your second single following up Were You The One with Fairy Light. How's the response been to it?
Oh, it's been awesome. I've been pretty stoked with it. Yeah, for sure.
What themes do you portray in Fairy Lights?
It's a bit more of a heavier one, bit of a content warning for anyone who's listening at the moment, because Fairy Lights talks a lot about, I guess, gendered violence across the whole spectrum and the kind of attitudes that perpetuate this in our society and make people think that it's okay where it's really not okay.
It's interesting that you have such a topical track that's really saying something, because we're seeing a few tracks like that coming out of the woodwork lately. Like, for example, Angie McMahon's And I'm a Woman, who I believe is, you know, you're a fan of as well.
For sure.
What does it mean for you in 2019 to be able to write a track about something that's perhaps sensitive to a lot of people, but also perhaps liberating for a lot of people as well?
Yeah, no, I'm really stoked that these tracks are getting written about at the moment, and I'm certainly influenced and inspired by a lot of other women and non-binary folk who are writing about these kind of issues. I think it's like both a privilege to be able to have a voice and have like a platform to be able to talk about this stuff. And also it's kind of, part of me also feels like, you know, women have been wanting to talk about this stuff for a really bloody long time. And so it's kind of always been our right to be able to talk about it. And finally it's kind of happening more and more, which I think is really great. Sorry, there was probably another part of that question, wasn't there? What have I forgotten?
I think what would you want someone to take away from it who's listening to the track? Because at the same time, as it's, you know, it's a reasonably heavy track, as you said, content-wise, there are elements of hope in it.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I forgot. Thanks for reminding me. I think there's a lot of tracks around these kind of themes at the moment, and the particular lens that I wanted to take with it is how a lot of the kind of language that we use and the attitudes that are perpetuated at the moment contribute to something called internalized victim blaming. So where women and non-binary folk will feel that the things that have happened to them are their fault, which is total bullshit. And really not okay that people are made to experience that. But I think the message with this track that I really wanted to send is that it was never your fault and it never will be your fault. And that I think there's a lot of power and wholeness in knowing that. So, I think I wanted to share that message, and I wanted to accompany that with, rather than like a, you know, sort of dainty folk tune, I wanted it to be kind of a bit brutal. So that's why I've used a little bit more of an Arctic Monkeys flavoured alt-rock vibe for this one, because I wanted it to be like a bit more of a powerful message rather than something that's a little bit fragile. So, yeah.
Take us through the writing process of Fairy Lights. Was the message of the song existing before the heavy instrumentation, or was it the other way around?
Oh, look, I think the anger came first, to be honest. it took like, this one was like, probably took me the longest to write out of any song that I've ever tried to write. I think I probably started writing it maybe like 3 years ago. And then kind of, I think I had a set of lyrics, and I think like the lyrics are quite specific in the verses, and they can get a bit wordy. And so I kind of ran them by a couple of friends. And then, you know, I had a different sort of chorus in there. And I think the last line of the chorus was something completely different. And then my friend Anna, who's a total legend, kind of sat me down and she was like, what are you actually trying to say there? Because I was being a bit ambiguous, you know? And so I was like, oh, I think it's kind of about the guilt, and that it was like, you know, never, you know, this person's guilt in the first place. And, you know, and she was like, why don't you just say that? And so then it kind of arrived at this this like kind of screamy moment that you can hear in like before the last sort of chorus section, which is just like me pretty much screaming, like, found this guilt was never mine, which is kind of like the moment of the song at this point. And so I think like that only really came to be when I sort of iteratively refined the lyrics over time to try and get a little bit more, like a bit more brave and a bit more specific about what I was actually trying to talk about, rather than covering it up with like metaphors and all this kind of thing. So yeah, it was a really cool process actually, because I kind of felt like I was in some ways kind of like empowering myself a bit as well. And so I think when I felt good playing it and like felt really good performing it, I kind of knew it was ready for other people to hear.
It must be incredibly tricky to take a feeling and then convert that into lyrics and a song structure. I can't imagine how difficult that would be, because I'm not a musician. But also, I guess, what was the reason that it took you longer than any other song to write? Was it because of the themes that you were tackling, or was it because that this was a song that you feel other people would resonate with quite heavily? And so you wanted to take that care to make sure that you were communicating correctly? Like
Totally. Yeah. I think a multitude of reasons. I think you're absolutely right about the care, like very similarly to another song that I put out a video for last year called The Dickhead Song, that's about a bit of a pep talk for a friend who's in an abusive relationship at the time. And so I think I had to be really, really careful with the lyrics and the kind of messaging to make sure there wasn't like an ounce of victim blaming kind of by accident in the lyrics. And so making sure that, you know, I kind of running the lyrics by multiple women to see how they felt when they read them and stuff like that. And making sure that I was kind of getting across what I wanted to get across and not making people feel worse rather than better. So I think that was definitely a component of it. But I think on one level, it took me like a bloody long time to write, because I don't know if I was really ready to talk about this stuff like 2 years ago. I think I sort of had to get to a place within myself where I was ready to sort of take that step as well, because it can be sort of going out on a limb sometimes to talk about this sort of stuff, even though it's getting like more and more normalized, which is fantastic. But I think there's still like an element of risk in being more vulnerable with that kind of thing. So I think you know, the more I kind of lent into the support of family and friends, and the more I kind of played this song live, I sort of realized that people were into it, and so it kind of made me feel like it was okay to sort of own it. And eventually I got really, really excited about the idea of releasing it, and I've just been kind of sitting on that track recorded since November last year, and so I've been like absolutely itching to release this one. So so I'm pretty stoked that it's out in the world finally.
Will you be doing a run of shows for this single? We know when you released your last single you had a complete sellout of shows on the East Coast. Will you be doing that again?
Oh gosh, I would really like to. I really want to come back and visit you guys for sure up in Sydney. I really, really enjoyed going all the way up to Brisbane and Gold Coast, and like made a bunch of friends up there. And as you mentioned, like was stoked to sell out upstairs at the Gasso in Prees when I got back to Melbourne. So I think, I think something similar to that would be pretty bloody awesome. And I think I'm secretly kind of stoked at the idea of potentially branching outside of the East Coast as well at some point, but I guess we'll see how we go.
I've also heard through the grapevine that you're doing a cheeky little secret show next Saturday in Melbourne.
Yeah, that'll be fun, because I grew up in Torquay, down at the Surf Coast, I haven't really played a proper show down there in a bloody long time. So I think particularly because this track has kind of represented a lot of support from my network and, you know, family and friends, and a lot of them are down there, I kind of wanted to do a show in that community to sort of represent the kind of love and support that I've felt from them for a long time. So I'm pretty stoked about that, and if people are interested in that, if they happen to be from Torquay or surrounding areas, then there's a link online, I think, on Facebook, where you can sign up to get the location for that event a couple of days before we actually play it. So that should be fun.
Awesome. Well, congratulations on Fairy Lights, Tess. It's always a pleasure talking to you. Are we compiling these tracks to appear in a future EP or album? Is that the end goal here?
Oh, that's a good question. To be honest, I kind of don't know. I'm just, like, getting super excited each time I do one of these, like, single releases, and I think the sort of sounds that I'm making with my beautiful band as well seem to be rapidly changing in terms of, like, the styles that we want to explore. And so I'm not really sure if it'll end in, like, a, you know, an EP in the near future or an album or something. Part of me is kind of tempted to just keep releasing singles for a while and, like, keep going with the different changes as we feel them.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really don't know. Like, all suggestions welcome.
No, I love it. If you're enjoying releasing singles, you release singles until your heart's content, Tess.
Awesome.
Oh, all right. Fun. Congratulations on the single once again. Always a pleasure talking to you. And hopefully we'll see you in Sydney again very soon.
Awesome. Yeah, I'd love that. Have an awesome day.
You too.
She's all working late nights, making rents parked in the houses round here. Stays late, goes home, saves up for loan, beat out sounds a little like. Take a joke, honey, love, it's funny. More than just more, I'll make my money. Where'd you get these ideas? Me home, park all alone. Papa said don't walk in the dark, because we've sown it through the media. We've a rape culture theater, and she tries not to dress the part. But his voice sounding sweet calls her hers twice a week, singing sound on by the mess. And my suit looks hard, to what regard? And my less looks like a dress. So I still